And it's time now for your comments. Many people wrote in after we mentioned the name of a website where the Reverend Jerry Falwell is gathering petition signatures to amend the Constitution to prevent gay marriage. Rick Bray of Memphis, Tennessee, charged that we'd given free promotion to Falwell's website.
He writes, "In the interests of fairness and equal time, I should like to offer the web address for the Human Rights Campaign in favor of gay marriage, millionformarriage.org." And a few corrections.
Commentator Matt Miller quoted California gubernatorial candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger's published statements as to why he became a Republican. Schwarzenegger recalled listening to the 1968 debates between Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon. "Not true," says Norman Sherman, who was press secretary to Humphrey at the time. Norman writes, "Arnold was hearing voices. There were no Nixon-Humphrey debates. Arnold's epiphany is fiction."
And finally, in an August 20th story on the aftermath of a suicide bombing in Israel, listeners could hear a group of Israelis at the scene chanting in Hebrew. We translated the chant as "Death to Arabs." The correct translation was "We want revenge."
You can send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044.
And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.